You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. Tonight's show begins in the markets, talking with Liz Peek about the stock market and the bond market for the year. We come to, it's not going to be too hot, it's not going to be too cold, just right, right-sized market. That's the expectation of the street. Usually it doesn't happen that way. It will get hot, it will get cold, it will go up and down, my experience. Nonetheless, it begins the year at a goodly rate after rallying the last several months, and the expectation is recovery. There is that word recession. It has not left the room. Also, we speak of Bidenomics. The president believes that that is his strong case to make to the American people for re-election. The puzzle is much of the information that Mr. Biden is using is either inaccurate, overstated, or loosely related to the facts. I mentioned that Bidenomics is not polling well either, so it is a puzzle. However, we then turn to Europe and the European Union. Judy Dempsey in the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Berlin observes that the Europeans are sleeping soundly because they believe the U.S. will take care of it. That is the assumption. The Europeans also believe that the Ukraine war is winding down, and some of them believe they can go back to business with Russia. Judy is not pleased by this, but these are her observations from Berlin, and they apply to the Germans as well as the other 27 all told, in the European Union. And Peter Berkowitz is back from Israel, 10 days, to report on a quandary for the Prime Minister. MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, wants to join with Israel in the Abraham Accords. However, in order to convince his supporters in Saudi Arabia and elsewhere in the Gulf, he needs a concession in some fashion towards the Palestinians. The way Peter Berkowitz explains it, Mr. Netanyahu would be happy to oblige the Crown Prince, except two members of his cabinet are adamantly against any concessions whatsoever to the Palestinians. Therein lies the challenge. My observation is that's why they pay Netanyahu the big bucks. You want to be easy on yourself? Step aside from the post. However, as Prime Minister, you're in the firing line. We then speak of what Peter experienced in the commons, on the street, in restaurants, talking to people at hotels. The trauma of October 7th continues on their faces, on their conduct. It's a small nation, Peter emphasized. Everybody knows somebody who's been damaged by the fighting or by the massacre on October 7th or the threats of same. I then turn to London. Joseph Sternberg is back from a holiday in America and in a very good spirits about the elections this year. There's the Russian election in March. There's the European Union election in June. There may be a Ukrainian election, uncertain. There's the U.S. election in November, perhaps the British election in November or December. There's also an election in India that Narendra Modi will win easily. And there might be an election called in Japan. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is now in some difficulty because of a fundraising scandal, to be determined. In any event, it's the year of elections. Four of the seven big nations, big economies, could change hands this next year. And then a conversation about something that Joe regards as a major bugaboo for London. That is, rowdy audiences who open their computers while performances are going on or look at their cell phones. They don't take calls anymore, but they're not attentive, and the actors object. There was a front-page article in the London Times about an actor who stopped his performance of Hamlet because someone in the audience has opened his computer to do his email. And the actors find this objectionable. Joe does too. It is odd. You pay several hundred dollars for a ticket. You sit there and don't pay attention to what's going on the stage. Odd. Especially if it's Shakespeare. It's fun to watch. You know, you've seen it before. You listen to the actors' interpretations of the parts. Odd. There it is. And then it's off to questions raised by the Red Sea fiasco of these last weeks, the Houthis firing missiles and drones at commercial shipping, the U.S. drafting, enlisting, enticing other nations to participate in patrols in the Red Sea, and many nations declining, such as the EU, for example. This is puzzling, because the U.S. is committed to freedom of the seas, and yet our allies do not seem to be bothered by the fact. Let America do it, is the version. Also, Gregory Copley is here to explain how Ethiopia is seeking to make a separate deal with Somaliland, a breakaway part of Somalia, and gain access to the Red Sea. So the Red Sea is a quandary for the Europeans, but also for the Africans. I also speak with Gregory about the question of republicanism. I mean small R republicanism, the kind of republic that the U.S. has. Has it peaked? Are we moving past the age of democracy and sovereign states back to empire or some other organization of localities and languages and city-states? Gregory asked the question because could we all tear apart the sovereign states that have existed for decades or, well, not many have been here for several hundred years. The empires that existed before 45, can they be reconfigured? That would certainly be an interest in the Kremlin, but what about elsewhere? And then a King Charles report. King Charles and his Queen Camilla are off to Scotland for the month of January. And I asked Gregory why. That is the gloomiest, darkest, dankest month in Scotland. I spent a year there. Gregory said it's to demonstrate not only affection, but loyalty, union, to bring the peoples together, Scotland being the major piece of the United Kingdom from the early part of the 18th century, early 1700s. In the fourth hour, I speak with Mary Kissel about the Biden administration having lost control of the southern border, thousands per day, no end in sight. The report from Reuters is 500,000 people in 23 passed through the Darien Gap to the southern border. There are other ways to the southern border. You can start in Central America, but this is walking through that triple canopy jungle, 500,000 people in 23. More in 24? I don't know. I also speak with Mary Kissel about Francis Collins, the head of the NIH during the pandemic, who's now writing an apology, sort of, for having overemphasized his concern, which is to lock everybody up, to close down the economy, to keep people away from each other. Eventually, everybody got the COVID-19. And some perished, the elderly. Those were the ones that needed to be protected by vaccine, by isolation. Protecting everyone was not possible since no one was protected. Everybody got the virus. And keeping school children out of school turned out to be destructive to them. So Francis Collins is admitting not only did he have it wrong, but also he participated in the castigating of people who objected on along those very lines. Well, in any event, there will be histories of the pandemic, and we will have lessons learned, and perhaps they'll not make the same mistakes next time, although we know they'll make other mistakes. Then Antonio Colubașanu of the Geopolitical Futures from Bucharest about how it is in Romania now to be on the front lines of the failing Ukrainian effort to hold off the Russians. Romania shares a border with Ukraine, shares a border with the threatened Moldova, and the sense of alarm in Bucharest Antonia supports is genuine and growing. John Bolton, finally, to comment on the attacks in the Red Sea, saying the heart of this, the hand that's directing this, the bad actor is Iran. punishing the Houthis is not going to solve Iran. And he recommends that rather than have the Iranians fight to the last Hamas member, Hezbollah member, Houthi member, we make it very clear that there's a cost for the Iranian bad acting. And that cost can be settled by shipping, by ports, by cities. John doesn't fill in the blanks, but a cost to the, and more than a sanctions cost, a kinetic energy cost. In any event, that's the show. There's much more to it. I thank you. This is a new year, old problems, new year, perhaps new solutions. I'm John Batchelor. Good night.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.